The eastern Congolese town of Bukavu is reported calm today amid reports that rebel troops have begun withdrawing from that town. A rebel assault on Bukavu earlier this week led to violent protests elsewhere in Congo. In the capital, Kinshasa, three people were killed. Those demonstrations were directed at the UN peacekeeping force in Congo. Protesters blame the peacekeepers for allowing the rebels to move in to that city, Bukavu. Carter Doherty is a reporter for Global Radio News. He's near Bukavu and is on the line now. And Mr. Doherty, what have you been able to learn?
What we've been able to learn so far is that the retreat of rebel soldiers from Bukavu seems to be continuing. The United Nations commander in Bukavu late last night indicated to journalists that this process was underway. And the rebels themselves say it will be completed by mid-afternoon sometime, although we're still looking for some confirmation on that from independent United Nations observers.
What makes this particular location so critical that the brief takeover seems to have ignited protests across the country?
Well, it's a particularly symbolic place. First of all, it's sort of the cradle of Congolese civil society with a number of universities and institutions of higher learning, also very vibrant church groups and civic groups and that sort of thing. So seeing it fall into the hands of people who might like to divide the country again was not something that a lot of Congolese welcomed. It was also the scene during the five-year civil war that in theory ended last year of some of the most gruesome violence in a war that was eventually killed about 3 million people through combat, starvation, or disease.
Mm. Now, the United Nations is being blamed for allowing the rebel takeover. Were there enough UN peacekeepers in the area that they could have prevented it?
That's a question that I have yet to get a clear answer to from UN officials, because they dodged this question with the frank admission that they are not there to fight a war. Now, I think what the UN has tried to do is to position itself as the protectors of civilians and not as a ground combat force that was going to prevent the takeover of Bukavu. The problem was, once Bukavu did fall to the rebels, it became very difficult for them to protect all the civilians, and as a result, there were an enormous numbers of atrocities.
Why did the rebels decide to withdraw from Bukavu, and what is it they want exactly?
That's a little unclear exactly what their strategic objectives are, but I believe one can say a few things about this. First of all, the rebels can withdraw because in true Congolese fashion, they have been paid, which is to say they seem to have looted the town fairly thoroughly and taken the spoils of war. So for the moment, they don't necessarily need to occupy the territory. The second reason, I believe, is that the rebel commander is playing a political game. He himself, by the way, will remain in Bukavu with his own bodyguards. And it seems that he is looking for a commander to be appointed by President Joseph Kabila who is more to his liking than the previous commander. So he's playing a bit of a political game here with the president, whom he says he's loyal to, but is trying to push in a certain direction.
Okay, Carter Doherty is a reporter for Global Radio News, and he's near Bukavu, Congo. Thanks very much.
My pleasure.